In these different and unusual times, Equilibrio and Med in Action would like to offer a mindfulness audio as practice, connection, and support. Whether on your own or in your family, take a moment now and find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Settle in and let your body get heavy. Feel the chair or floor, sofa or bed supporting you fully, and give your weight over to it. For these few minutes, there is nothing else to tend to or do. These are uncharted waters for all of us, and thus all each of us can do is ride the waves as skillfully and thoughtfully as we can. Sometimes we may feel as if we are not riding them at all and simply being flung about, and at other moments the seas may seem calm. Whatever the feelings that you are having, know that no feeling is wrong or unusual. At times, you may find being at home regenerative, nurturing. It's the chance to read the book you've been meaning to. You can sleep in, catch up on films, spend face-to-face time with those you live with, or online with loved ones. At other times, you may have the sense of being hemmed in. You may feel antsy or anxious about being at home. The range of reactions and responses, whatever is arising, well, it simply is, as a spiritual teacher recently said at a gathering. He went on to say, "Let us first simply say what is happening right now. It impacts all of us. Perhaps never have we seen the web of our connections and existence so powerfully. And in this unknown, we will likely and naturally feel fear. In the face of this fear, how can we be guided by skillful wisdom and clarity?" Consider the routines and structures you and those you live with are establishing and how each person is responding to them. How are you consciously choosing to spend your time, a very different kind of time than normal? What kind of exercise are you doing, and how can you work this regularly into the day at home? How can you support privacy and alone time as well as connecting time? If you are on your own, for example, would you want to have some periods when you turn your phone off and others when you reach out and connect? If you're sharing space, how can you protect each person's privacy at certain times of the day and consciously come together at others? How are you moderating your intake of the news? What works best for you? Once a day? Twice a day? Also, assess your news sources, seeking those that are clear and accurate. How can you be creative and conscious in supporting you, your loved ones, and your community during this time? What does that look like to you? Consider the ways you can both give and receive support through family, friends, and others. How can we create caring communities to connect in the face of separation? What inspires you in the face of challenge, and how can you draw upon that inspiration now? Thomas Merton speaks of the many dimensions of silence and how it can be a space of presence, awareness, unification, and self-discovery. He speaks of positive silence pulling us together. How can you utilize the silence and space that we have before us right now? I invite you now to a brief mindfulness practice. gentle attention to our senses connects us to the present moment. So with your eyes closed or lightly gazing at something before you, bring your attention to your breath. Notice your inhale, the air going into your nose and down the back of your throat. Notice as you exhale. Just take a few gentle breaths in and out, just following that trail of your breath, that anchor. See if you can begin to bring your breath down to your belly. So deepen your breath. Inhale through your nose, and down your throat, and down into your lower belly. You may even place a hand on your stomach to feel that gentle movement. If it feels right, you can exhale through your mouth, letting an audible sigh out. Inhale, down to your belly, and exhale, releasing all. Noticing sensation, noticing temperature. The breath serves as an anchor, and we can return to it at any point whenever we need. Just this gentle attention to our breath serves to ground us. Begin now to notice your other senses. How does your body feel where you contact the ground or the chair or the sofa beneath you? Notice that pressure of contact. Notice the temperature at that place of connection. Thoughts will arise, it is their habit, and the practice is to see them, acknowledge them. Let them know you know they are there, and then return to the physical now, to your senses. You can always return to those thoughts or feelings later, if needed. What sounds do you hear? Is there a clock ticking? Do you hear the birds outside or the wind whispering in the trees? Let your awareness and your attention move from sound to sound, touching upon one and then moving on to the next. How is your breath now? Bring your attention back to that inhale down to your belly and the exhale following that thread. Continue this practice for as long as you like or at different points throughout the day. If you have words that bring you a sense of groundedness and peace, you may try integrating these. There are many variations on the loving kindness meditation. Jack Kornfield offers one. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be well in body and mind. May I be at ease and happy. You can then extend it outward. May my friends and family be filled with loving kindness. May they be safe from inner and outer dangers. May they be well in body and mind. May they be at ease and happy. May my community be filled with loving kindness. May it be safe from inner and outer dangers. May it be well in body and mind. May it be at ease and happy. May we all do our best to acknowledge and allow whatever arises, seek and offer compassion, love, and connection as we move through this together.